my eyes to the world, the world that shines in you. Open my eyes to the world that shines in you. Let me see you brightening the air.
That was William Vitalis with his wonderful song, Open My Heart to the World. My name is Elizabeth Joyce, and this program is called Let's Find Out. The focus of this program is to have our hearts open and grow towards a universal, united, loving, kind, forgiving planet. We are entering into a new decade, the terrible 20s. As we enter a new decade, let's all grow to learn how to build and strengthen the new energies coming, strengthen your intuition, and live a peaceful existence free from fear. What strategies, meditations, prayers, and exercises can one use to tap into the higher realms, to receive messages from your departed loved ones? You can find out on Let's Find Out. That's what this program is about, with our new format and our new upcoming guests. Desire to bring love into any situation, not judgment or fear, and work from a happy and love-based center instead of doom and gloom, the ego, or fear. This is the beginning of a new age, which culminates in 2038. So, Happy New Year, everyone. Welcome to the 2020s. Some of us think that we're living in a difficult time, and some of us think that we're living in an easy time. We are living in a place where light is coming forth. It's a new light. It's called the double helix, and it streams to us from the center of the galaxy. At times on Let's Find Out, I offer a teaching program. I teach subjects that are on a higher level. For we live on a time when darkness is coming forth. And we live in a time when learning is cherished and new ideas are coming forth. And our training is laughed at. And we are told we're old fogies. And we wonder what in the world is happening. There is a battle going on between technology and the human mind. And I'm concerned that the human mind is losing this battle at this time. But it will always win out. The heart will always be there. Integrity, thoughtfulness, kindness, love, and mercy will always be available to us. Change is upon us. The times are changing. And it's time to change. Instead of asking for an easy life, we can argue that it is time to do the hard things in life. And as we go into the 2020s, I'm sure that will be upon many of us. The greatest efforts in human history have been made through hard times. Meanwhile, many of the worst things in our human history are people seeking to have easy lives at the expense of others. Look at the human trafficking. Look at the crime that is happening every day. If we look at history, we will see that our greatest accomplishments and the greatest changes in human life have come through very difficult choices. It's never easy. It's not a punishment to have to do hard things. It's a challenge. Can you figure this out? Can you bring something new into your world? And how are you going to do that? Will you do that through meditation? Will you do that with connecting to the higher forces? Will you do that with using this beautiful energy, the double helix that's coming in from the center of the galaxy? Why is this energy coming forth? And why was it predicted for years and eons before this opening occurred? not to keep the older ways of life where people were looked down upon, used, punished, put in slavery, but to create new and challenging and uplifting and higher ways of living. Why don't you try this? Try setting your life goal on something that's hard to do. Even if it takes a while, go for it. Do something for others and don't do something just for yourself, because helping only yourself is easy. It's called self-centeredness. But look for something very worthwhile, not to make your own life easy, but also to help others. Let's Find Out has found that the only thing stopping one from accomplishing is not doing it. The only thing stopping kindness is not doing it. The only thing stopping being patient with another is not doing it. The only thing stopping forgiveness is not doing it. The only thing stopping mercy is not doing it. And the only thing stopping your learning and growing is not doing it. And the only thing stopping love one another as I love you is not doing it. Doing a hard and difficult task has brought us here today to the program of Let's Find Out. Doing the difficult task has already brought us to what we've accomplished up till now. Well, was doing that hard worthwhile? Was it worthwhile to do what you did to get where you are today? Finally, we have another challenge, and we have a prayer beyond prayer. What we present to the world and what we present to us is love. We are here to love and to serve. As we bring people into our lives, if we realize that we brought them into our lives through our subconscious energy, then we know that everyone in our life, whether they're angry or not angry, came through us and came to us through karma, through the rule of what you put out, you get back. Sometimes we have unpleasant experiences, and that comes from our fear, as we are being taught how to overcome fear. And sometimes we have wonderful experiences, and that comes from our love. Do something difficult. Don't say you're not strong enough. Don't say you can't do it. Say, I can do it, and I will do it, and it is so. I can do it, I will do it, and it is so. Because I know who I am, I know what I am, and I know how I serve. This is Elizabeth Joyce. Welcome to Let's Find Out. And now it's time for tonight's program on bbsradio.com. It's time to take my hand, listen up, and let's find out. Well, good evening. This is Elizabeth Joyce, and we are in the last days of this decade, 2019, as we look forward to New Year's Eve, Tuesday night, and then Happy New Year 2020. Things are happening. Things are happening in the news, in the world as a whole, and in my own life with such rapidity that I can't comprehend it. Everything has moved so fast this year. The world, myself, and yourself are in the midst of a spiritual transformation. I don't know how this is going to go for those who don't want it and resist it. But I have to say that I personally find it totally confusing. Have you guys been feeling a little lightheaded and confused over the past few months? The energy has been very powerful and strong and so new that sometimes we don't know how to deal with it. I have always sought truth and have been greatly blessed, perhaps more so than other people, with parents, teachers, friends, and experiences that have helped me along the path, especially this year. And it's so astonishing that I should feel so confused. Some decades ago, I realized that each year in the springtime, there is a release, a spiritual potency, such as no other time of the year. Each year in the spring, I have received, without fail, some new spiritual awareness. Then, just this past year, the experience was that of any other 10 springs combined. But now we're in the doldrums of winter, And although the daily flood of information continues unabated, there still seems to be a relative spiritual dullness hanging around. More information arrives daily, usually several times a day, in ways that most people cannot imagine. At my age, it comes in the forms of, oh, that was the experiences from many, many years ago. That's what that dream was about. I certainly didn't understand that message at the time. One might think that this is an elimination of confusion, but in my experience, it is repeatedly going to show how confused I can be about things. And I think that it's become an airborne disease with everyone, as we've had so many changes, floods, fires, storms, changes in values, changes in the government. Everything seems to be happening at the same time. The actual current experiences through which this information and these insights come to me is very often through the internet, through suggestions from an ever-expanding network of friends. Paradoxically, as I am again and again reiterating here, the more insight I gain, the greater my confusion in the comprehension. The more I learn is the more that I begin to realize how little information it is, how tiny we all are. After all, if you were on the moon looking down, I don't even think you could see ants as the humans that live here. There are more materialistic atheistic scientists who feel that mankind is more and more on the verge of coming to comprehending the whole of the universe, the entire knowledge of the universe, everything. And in all reality, they feel that their increasing instrumentation in telescopes, nuclear colliders, electronic microscopes, quantum computers, combined with artificial intelligence and the new theoretical paradigms will make or have made God unnecessary in explaining reality. I was born at a very special time, near the beginning of World War II, after they found out about powered flight, before the jet aircraft, before they broke the sound barrier, before we had nuclear weapons, radar, TV, plastics, missiles, satellites, computers, internet, cell phones, electronic, most anything, and certainly before anything having to do with space and time travel, I have certainly watched the general view of the world, universal change. Also, general views regarding government, from the FDR days to the UN days, there change the morals and mores from the line of segregation, and then the unbelievable idea that a black or a Catholic could be elected president. So my thinking has had lots of time to grow and to open and lots of opportunities to change thoughts such as women's rights, the treatment of Japanese Americans, history regarding Native Americans, the nature of the universe and God, and a thousand other things. But now the change has become even more rapid. My views now change about many things in one day, and they used to change in a year. As you can understand, perhaps a bit of my confusion, I feel confident that by the end of the day tomorrow, that I will have learned 10 substantial pieces of information that I don't know now, some of which will at least tweak my view of the world. And there are so many, many sources of information that I am offered each day. This is Elizabeth Joyce, and this is Let's Find Out. We're entering the 2020s, and I'm trying to lead us up there. And you can call in to ask a question if you'd like about the 2020s. The number to call is 888-627-6008. Again, that's 888-627-6008. I have said no to many forms of information that I am offered. Not that I would like to have the information, it's just that I can't handle it all. There are individuals who track every airplane flight in the world, the time of departure, the estimate time of arrival, where it is now. They zoom in on particular planes, the type of plane, oftentimes the cargo or the passengers. They track Israel planes, American planes, Russian planes, you name it, and forms their view of the world, political and military activity, the whereabouts of these planes. The same applies to ships in the world, not so much the submarines, but the cargo ships. Sometimes when some of these individuals, or more particularly a few of them, become very excited about something, the Turkish ships vis-a-vis the Italy, Cyprus, Italian, Greek, and Libya, and the Chinese, Russian, and Iranian ships and their war games, and the Pakistanis and Indian positions, and. But not every day, not every week do I look. Sometimes I hardly ever check. Other than to see people's headlines, I like to look at the foreign newspapers and see what they're talking about versus us, and you can learn quite a bit about what's going on in the world. Example, the Washington Post, Vice. This is a long list. I'm not going to name them all. But I do look at Debeka Weekly Summary and the New York Times calendar for the day. I never read a New York Times article because they charge too much money to read it. I also read the daily calendar. The latter two I can track if I want to, because they are so officially the deep state. There's probably about a dozen that I look at to see what they have to offer each day, and then go there half the time. But I wish there was more time to look at more deeply. There are many good sources that we can look at to see what's happening with the world. Sadly, they are being diminished, literally folding up and disappearing, as YouTube, Google, and Facebook intentionally wipe them out one by one. Terrible here, but much worse elsewhere. This week, there's much news about China, Russia, Iran, North Korea, Saudi Arabia, and others limiting access to their countries, to their own versions of Wikipedia and the internet. This is really a terrible limitation of what people of the rest of the world can get access to think about. The main problem here remains that people don't just think because they're watching TV instead. They're being concerned about sports and celebrities rather than seeking reality. But it's all disappearing here also, and eventually they too will have no choice but what the Ministry of Truth decides they can watch. They can hear what they can think about. It's not yet a problem for me, except that I know that I don't know anything about or why the government is doing. It wants to tell us why there's limitations on the news. It's not such a problem for me because it comes each day. About 20 people with special interests write to me about something or other. Coincidentally, if you write to me, be sure to greet me and say something about what you are sending. I immediately deep six anything from anyone that just contains a link, because that could be a virus. I understand there's a call coming in, and this is Elizabeth Joyce. Good evening. How are you? Are you there?
Oh, I'm fine. Thank you. Elizabeth?
Yes, you are.
Okay. Okay. This is Diana.
Diana. Hi, Diana from Arizona. I got it now. I'm sorry. And okay. What are you calling about, Diana? I'd love to talk to you.
Well, I recently moved to Arizona. Do you see me staying here 2020, the whole year?
I think if you move to Arizona that you need to stay there for 2020 and use the year to go within, find out what you don't know, and find out what you're doing there because you've been placed there. This energy of 2019 is incredible. I moved twice, Diana. I moved from Pennsylvania to Austin, and then 3 months later, I bought my parents' house in New Hampshire, and I had to be up there getting that all fixed up and up to date. It's been a crazy year like that. That's what I'm talking about.
Right. Wow.
Where are you in Arizona, and what made you get there?
I moved from Montana to Sedona, Arizona.
Yes.
And everything just clicked into place as soon as I got here.
Oh, so you're in Sedona, and it clicked into place. That's a good place to be. It is. Just be careful of the mumbo jumbo, Diana. There's so much mumbo jumbo in that area where you are getting false information about spiritual awareness, and you really do have to be careful. I'm going to tell you that you will have a challenge and a choice in June when we get to the other eclipse. We have an eclipse in January that might take you on a new road and bring a new opportunity for you. And the energy will go on until June. So by June, you'll know what to do. I cannot tell you what to do because that's not my function.
Mm-hmm.
My function is to tell you the energy is coming for you to have a choice. And I know you're happy there. You feel very good. I'm seeing that you're relaxing and that you're not even aware of how your body has changed, which is very positive.
So I know I'm here for a reason. I hope to find out soon.
Well, of course you're there for a reason. You're there to get yourself ready to help the people in that area with light. You are a light worker, are you not?
Yes.
Okay, I thought so. So you've been placed there, and you've been placed there. You will find somebody to learn from, and you will find people to work with that need you. And as I said, between now and June, you might be getting another pull in another direction. Just flow with it, because I see that you're going to be doing some very important work.
Oh, that's really cool. Thank you.
Okay, that is cool. So hone your work. What work do you do, Diana? You do body work?
No, I got a job as a cook and delivering flowers. I'm working a lot.
Well, maybe, but you're going to be going further than that. You're going to be pulled into working with people, either coaching or doing body work or something. And you have wonderful teachers in that area. Mm-hmm. So there you go. We've got a lot
that's
happening.
That's what I wanted to hear.
The 2020s and how much effort you bring forth, very real in the energy of love, a love that can come with real effort and bringing kindness and mercy, forgiveness and understanding from within will determine how open the door will wide for you, leading you into the new age of man, which is closer than close, but yet will not come by itself if there's no effort to pull it forth. There's wonderful groups there that you can study with. And I would find one. Find a meditation group.
Okay.
I had a teacher that's living in Sedona. Her name is Indira Ivy. I think she could connect you if she's still there. I don't know. We lost contact. But maybe there's some people. Ivie.
Okay.
Indira.
Okay.
And maybe you, I know she's written a book, so you could find that. Maybe you could meet some people of that thought, of that frame of mind that will really help you. As a matter of fact, I play William Vitalis' music on this show, and he and Indira were part of what's called a Clear Light group. And I was with the Clear Light group for 5 years, and they really brought me to my knees and showed me the Eastern philosophy along with the Western philosophy, which enhanced my life more than I can say. That's what you're there for, Diana, to grow. And that's okay. Wonderful. Thank you for calling,
Liz. I know. I'm very excited. So thank you.
Okay. Now we're back to the difference between watching TV, being lazy, getting into sports and the movie stars, and not watching what's happening in the world. And what's happening in the world is what we really have to look at and pray about if we can. So when you watch TV or when you listen to some of these links that you see, and you are getting all sorts of new ideas, either from others or your old ideas, maybe that you didn't remember, you form opinions. Like one is the 16 dimension string theory is erroneous, 8 dimensions is accurate, and the other 8 are simply mathematical mirrors but not related to reality. That Big Bang is not an etymology. It is simple a mathematical limitation, like calculations. When the further calculation is infeasible, then a singular one is proclaimed. But that doesn't make it real. So think about what's going on. We have fake news. We have everything happening where people's minds are trying to be manipulated instead of the truth. And the only way you can find the truth is to go within. There is another call, a Carol from California. Carol, how are you?
I'm good. How about you?
I'm good. What can I do for you?
I have a son who's graduating college in Nebraska this year, and I'm hoping he comes home after graduation, but he has a girlfriend in Nebraska, so I don't know if he's going to come back to California with the girl.
No, it's unlikely to come back. It's unlikely because he's got offers to go into other directions, and it's time you let him go. He's going to grow and find his life in his own way in his own town, and he really has to do that.
Do you see where he's going to go?
Not at this time, Carol. No, I'm not here to do that tonight. We're talking about what's coming in 2020. I have answered your question. Oh. He won't be coming back to live with you. He will be going on his own world. And I'm excited about it because I think he has a lot to offer. So good luck to you.
Okay, thank you.
You can always contact me offline.
All right.
Next, there's Barbara from New Jersey. She's April 25th. That's a good year. How are you, Barbara? That's a good date.
All right. How are you this evening?
I'm good. What can I do for you?
I'd like to know what's coming for me in 2020.
Well, that's not what I could answer on the show because it would take way too long. Why don't you ask me a question?
Something you're interested in. My relationship between myself and my husband, can you see that improving?
As soon as you accept who he is and start working from love. It's very, very hard with relationships, any relationship, parents, children, husbands, if you don't work from love. So there's two rules that a lady by the name of Louise Hay taught me. When you have an upsetting situation, the first thing is to do is to ask yourself, how did I bring this to myself? And the second thing to do is to say, and how can I love it? Why don't you give me one example of what upsets you?
Well, he's not well. He has a lot of mental and physical issues.
He has physical issues.
And yes, and mental issues, which causes depression.
Okay. So when somebody is depressed, you know that that's a chemical reaction. I would suggest that you find out how to change the chemistry through his diet. Deepak Chopra has a lot of information about that, I believe, on his website. Find out what in the diet is causing the problem and why he is so willing to go into depression. And that's got to be something about his childhood.
Yes, I think so.
I'm telling you, Barbara, it's going to get darker before it gets light. So I would educate myself on the reasons that these things happen, because nothing can happen without a thought. And no, yes, you can't be his counselor, but maybe you could find some good spiritual counseling for him.
Yes.
But you have to love it. You have to understand that there is a disease, there is a problem. Work with it as best you can. And you have been. I want to say you have been.
Yes, I have. It's just that it's very, very hard.
It's difficult for you because of your expectations. You can adjust that too so that you won't have so much pain. You can work on yourself by thinking in a different way and not have so much pain. I can help you with that if you'd like to work with me offline. But thank you very much for calling in and for listening to Let's Find Out.
Oh, you're welcome. I love your show, and I love you.
Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate that. By the way, I'm on Coast to Coast New Year's night. I think it's
about, that's great.
You're in New Jersey, so it'll be 3 a.m. But it'll be on the internet the next day, the show will be. So
okay,
we'll be talking more about 2020. Thank you, Barbara. 2020 is a transition year. It will be a hinge year. Not only will certain things of the decade of the 2020s be influenced by the year 2020, but the hinge will open the door and bring in a light, hopefully. Between 2021 and 2026, the events of those 6 years will be the most significant and challenge of this age of man. How open the door is changing. The door is the door to potential progression or potential degression, depending on our free will choices that every individual makes. Christ said, "Open the door and let me in." I'm telling you that this door's hinge is rusty, and it will take sincere effort to open it and keep it open for these 6 years. The door is the door to our individuality, as well as the collective heart. Our collective heart center, where the infinite consciousness of God is able to come forth into this world through this love, understanding, and compassion. We extend it to all life, including human beings, and yes, even our elected officials. Through the ways that we walk our path in 2020, so will we then be able to extend into 2021 through 2026. The energy and consciousness which has been built on all the year's efforts leading up to and including the year 2020, like a stairway, whichever level we are able to achieve in 2020, the next step, the next years, will be determined and measured by the previous steps and the previous year's efforts. Again, if something comes your way that you're uncomfortable with, don't let yourself go into fear. Ask yourself two questions that Louise Hay left us with. Bless her. How did I bring this to myself? And how can I love it? You can be sitting there crying and pounding your fists on the table and knocking your head against a wall saying, how can I love it? And then you might say, I can't. How can I love it? I can't. How can I love it? Oh, then a new thought comes. An angel spreads their wings over your mind and new ideas come. And then you begin to realize what you can do that's positive and how you can love it. No special grace will save us if we ignore the call for love in our lives, both individually and collectively, and to manifest this love in the varied available potential forms in this world. The call which we have named spiritual work, for which humanity is now desperate for. I have talked about this all year long. The light workers that are true light workers and not in it for their ego, will be very, very busy because people will be crawling and calling and crying for spiritual deliverance to learn how to walk in the path of love. We are not called to be individually perfect, or species perfect. We are called to be determined and willing to work at bringing forth the better and the best parts of ourselves, even when what we see in others makes us think that others are doing the opposite, even when what we see in others reflects what we consider the worst part of humanity. We have to learn how to not condemn, not judge. All of us have to work with this. The coming 6 years, which 2020 will lead us into, the years of 21 to 2026, are of a lower vibration and are considered dark because this vibration has actions in it which will be carried out as further away from love as can be. The energy is the remaining unhealed yet transformed energy which would have manifested as physical during the Earth pole changes, the pole shift, the world tilting on its axis, which Edgar Cayce predicted years ago. If humanity does nothing to change in the decades which followed, the pole shift would come, wiping most of the world out. But I believe that has been lifted. I believe we've had a natural evolution in the planet, as well as massive karmic energy, which has been waiting to be lifted, but which has since been worked out, so it won't manifest anymore. So you don't have to listen to the fear that's on the internet and all that stuff. The meaning of supreme turmoil energy that's being manifested through the earth and through people will be experienced by many on this earth in the coming years, and not as a result of any one person. Neither Donald Trump becoming president or Hillary Clinton, had she become president, is the cause of the problems of the world. Neither Republicans or Democrats are responsible for the problems of the world, but rather individuals in all walks of life, known as all of us. It is the consciousness of the people of the world throughout this age of man, heretofore unresolved in our subconscious, that gave birth to the leaders of this world and the movements that these leaders have represented, not vice versa. The diversity of leaders is representative of the consciousness of the people. That is always true. And the United States and the United Kingdom will both be affected by these eclipses, because the United States is Capricorn and the United Kingdom is Cancer. And the eclipses are in Capricorn and Cancer, meaning that there may be three presidents in 1 year. That's the mantra that I've been given, three presidents in 1 year. And I do believe that Queen Elizabeth is going to step down and that William will become king. I think Charles will be passed over. I guess we'll see as we move along. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. And I do have a few more things to say, if you're willing to listen, after these messages. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Stargazing, week of December 30th through January 5th, 2020. Monday afternoon has talkative Mercury making harmony to innovative Uranus, a good day to meet people or to share your inventive ideas with others. Your mind is opening to exciting new ideas, including upgrading your technology knowledge and meeting new influential friends. The moon is in Pisces for New Year's Eve and throughout New Year's Day, conjuncting Neptune. Pisces is associated with fantasy, dreams, music, romance, meditation, spirituality, film, and movies. Or it can be escapist behavior such as drugs and alcohol. Neptune is also in Pisces and rules over drugs and water. Be careful of slippery roads and keep a watch out for black ice. Plan time to meditate to open to your higher vision. This is a marvelous time to receive some important messages. Use caution out in traffic and watch out for those who choose to drink and drive. On Thursday, January 2nd, we have Jupiter-Mercury conjunction, which brightens and expands communication and our thinking throughout the rest of the week. Friday, January 3rd, Mars moves out of Scorpio and into Sagittarius, bringing you confidence and the courage that you will manage to get what you desire this year. Be careful not to overextend now, because these two planets together usually don't do anything in moderation. You could decide to take a long vacation trip when your credit cards are already maxed out, or to try to paint a portrait when you've just begun taking art lessons. Remember, the other side of overindulgence is knowing when to stop, forging ahead, and take a break. There's a tremendous sense of momentum building up as the star planets, Saturn and Pluto, come closer together. This cycle occurs every 20 years as we enter the new decade. In Capricorn, this energy will challenge businesses, the corporations, family structure, and governments worldwide. On Christmas Day, there was an eclipse in Capricorn, and on January 10, 2020, another eclipse in its opposing sign, Cancer. Because both eclipses hit the nose, the focus is on the Earth, environment, businesses, and our food supply. 2020 is a very big year, with three planets closely aligned in Capricorn, and a teaser of Aquarius energy that's coming in the near future. With Jupiter and Saturn in Capricorn throughout the year, it promises to be a time for hard work to bring you your rewards. The energy of 2020 is extraordinary because the last time this occurred was in the 1500s. At that time, the theme was government and religion, and Martin Luther King began the Lutheran Church, breaking away from the Catholic domain. The energy push began on December 15, 2019, and will continue until we have the June 2020 lunar eclipse in Capricorn. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Visions of Reality. The website is www.new-visions.com. If you'd like to make a call to make an appointment or ask a question, the 24-hour answering service is 201-934-8986. Thank you for listening, and I'll see you next week. This is Elizabeth Joyce from Let's Find Out. I have a wonderful, helpful, uplifting surprise for you. I had a dream in the fall months of 2017 about a tea mixture that I was to prepare. Blended according to Ayurvedic principles and chanting of ancient Sanskrit mantras to assure deep cellular healing and relief from within outward, Elizabeth Joyce's Elixir Tea was born. This tea helps with illness because it penetrates any damaged cells in the body and flushes out poisons. If you are on heavy medication, this tea will be helpful with the effect, creating extra healing energy power. Drink the tea just before meditating or while listening to ascension music or chanting your mantra. The formula came from the divine and contains the holy Tulsa leaf from India. Because these tea leaves are freshly harvested, there is absolutely no caffeine in this tea. You can drink it hot or cold. The ingredients are honeybush, Tulsa leaf, turmeric, lemon peel, cinnamon, ginger, and cloves. This tea is not available in the stores as yet, but it will be very soon. It is available on my website, www.new-visions.com. You'll see the little icon of the tea box on the front page. So pick up a pouch, sit by the fireplace, get comfortable, play Ardas, and sip your tea. This elixir tea will also help you with troubled sleep. The tea can help you relax, to be calm, and to raise your vibration from within. It begins from the heart center outwards. I'm looking forward to helping you with your healing and your work from within. Thank you. If you wish to order the tea, you can call 201-934-8986 and leave us a message, as well as purchase it on the website. Don't wait to get your tea. The healing starts immediately. Thank you. Elizabeth Joyce has just come out with a new bright clearing formula spray. This is a sanitizing and healing spray. It's extremely powerful and great for clearing away negative energy. If you've had a sickness or a cold, it helps to clear the room, as well as areas that have had heavy activity, your exercise area, or perhaps the dining room just after dinner. It is suggested to be used generously as needed to spiritually cleanse an object. For example, if you want to upgrade your crystals, you always do that on the new moon, and you could spray it with the healing spray, this bright spray, put it in the window on a 9, a 3, a 6, or a 12, and let it sit there for 3 hours, and you'll have a new crystal that will be clear for your thoughts and input for the following month. This spray cleanses an object or space of stagnant energy, and you can use it daily in your bathroom area or any area where you feel a tightness, a cloudiness, a place of where you can't breathe well, such as cigarette smoke or odors from cooking. This spray will clear the room immediately. It's also wonderful for body workers, massage therapists, and healers, and it can be used after every client to renew and rejuvenate the room. Elizabeth Joyce's Bright Clearing Formula can be purchased at new-visions.com or by calling 201-934-8986. And now let's get back to Let's Find Out. Are you ready to start your year with Elizabeth Joyce? You have two opportunities to grow and learn. January 23rd through March 27th, there is a 10-week intuitive awareness ascension class. They are held in Austin, Texas, Thursday nights from 7:30 to 9 p.m. You can develop and use your intuitive insight, psychic sensitivity, soul development, and ascension healing with the new spiritual chakras. Learn how to go deeper into your spiritual awareness. For further information, call Elizabeth at 512-305-3233, or you may call her 24-hour answering service, 201-934-8986. And there's more for this exciting time. Elizabeth is having a wonderful weekend winter intensive. It's Saturday and Sunday from 1 to 5 p.m. in Austin, Texas. And the dates are January 25th and January 26th, 2020. Raise your vibration and change your life quickly and with confidence. Know who you are, know what you are, and know how you serve. Find your voice of sanity and clarity within you. The full weekend, January 25th and 26th, is in the afternoons to give you time to meditate and synthesize this strong, powerful information. For more information, you can always go to the website, new-visions.com, or email Elizabeth at elizabeth_joyce.16@aol.com. And again, the phone to reach her is 512-305-3233.
You're listening to Let's Find Out on BBSRadio.com.
Station 1.
If Internet radio has a name, it's BBS Radio, the number one live Internet radio talk show on the planet. It's Let's Find Out, and honored guests come every Sunday night
at 10 p.m. Eastern and 7 p.m. Pacific.
If you'd like to call in and ask a question, dial
888-627-6008.
Again, that's
888-627-6008.
In the U.S. and Canada. If you're just tuning in and would like to hear this show in its entirety tomorrow, you can download it at the archive link at bbsradio.com. Remember, if it's not mainstream, it's BBS Radio. So now, let's find out with host Elizabeth Joyce.
It's a quiet thing. Where's the roaring of the crowd? Maybe it's the strange new atmosphere way up here among the clouds. But I don't hear the drums. I don't hear the band. The sounds I'm told such moments bring. Happiness comes in on tiptoe. Well, what do you know? It's a quiet thing, a very quiet thing. When it all
Welcome back to Let's Find Out. This is Elizabeth Joyce, and that song, It's a Quiet Thing, was sung by my best friend, Elizabeth Hepburn. It's absolutely mind-blowing. I love it. I certainly know that everything I've gone through this year and all the powerful changes that have happened have become a very quiet thing. And I hope you can reflect on that. I was talking about what 2020 is bringing and how we're walking into it. In the last few weeks, I have been seeing a new phenomenon on the internet called public master classes, taught on almost any subject by a master, usually for a gigantic fee, and sometimes they gift us with the information. But who knows? Who knows what all these rapid changes will bring? I am sure we can be certain that there are going to be great and dramatic events in this coming year of 2020. You can see the effort that I am making to understand them. I hope that you will continue to give me your input and that we can be able to find a new meaning in all that's occurring. After all, we all have to find out, don't we? So send me an email. The email is elizabeth_joyce.16@aol.com. Or you can always reach me on this website, bbsradio.com, station one, Let's Find Out. We should be thankful for every day of joy and peace that we are permitted to live. We should be grateful if God chooses us to live in any other day of service to him. This is Elizabeth Joyce, and I do hope that you enjoy your New Year's and that you prepare for the higher mind and the energy of the higher minds and the energy of the one centered heart of consciousness that's coming our way. We will work through it and we will get to it. That I promise. Thank you for listening tonight. We're now going to go into our meditation. I gifted you this wonderful, wonderful song that I said should be the main Christmas carol from now on. Come to Me, My Lord, by William Vitalis, which you'll be listening to next. And then you're going to have your meditation, and we finish with Richard Schulman. And guess what? We can all live together in peace. Thank you and good night.
This heart, your rising sun, touch my sight with grace. I'll see you in every face. All that I have, I give to you. All that I am or ever was, open my life to your light. Oh, hold me as a child in your arms. Come to me, my Lord. Open every door. Come to me, my Lord. Take away the ceiling and the floor. Walls as wide as the horizon. Every corner holds your light. Everywhere I look, I feel you rising. Every room becoming bright. Oh, banish every hesitation. Throw out every last doubt. Tell all that remains is knowing. Knowing the love you're pouring out. Nothing outside of you. Your heart is my home forever. Your first light forever everywhere. All the world by your word comes together. Every form enfolded in your care. Oh, your heart is my home forever. Your first light forever everywhere. Every form enfolded in your care. Come to me, my Lord. Come to me, oh my Lord. Oh my Lord. Come to me, oh my Lord. Oh, come to me, my Lord.
This is Elizabeth Joyce, and this meditation is called Clearing Your Karma. Do you cringe with embarrassment over something that happened 2 years ago? Perhaps 50 years ago? Can you feel the pain of a relationship that ended badly last month or 20 years ago? These old pains, anchors, and fears and self-judgment interfere with your daily life as you unconsciously react to current situations based on a buried memory from your past. How does the process work? As a baby in the womb, you are connected to your mother and to your soul by cords that nourish and sustain you. They are your connection to the world in which you live while you're in the womb. When you are thrust out of that warmth and safety into a weird, bright light and become cold and feel pain, from the slap to the start of your breathing, you send out cords of energy that the doctor, nurses, parents, and anyone around might help you. You cry for help. You don't understand the pain. For the rest of your life, when you need answers or responses to deep feelings, you send out cords to all people, places, and things connected to that event. These cords stay connected even after death, and these deep feelings continue to have an impact on you. There's a wonderful book that explains this. It's called The Untethered Soul by Michael Singer. You might want to read that. The people in your life send cords to you for the same reasons, which stay connected until they are cleared out. By the time you are an adult, you look like a ball of twine energetically, or perhaps a ball of knitting wool. These old feelings program your response to life in the present, and you wonder why you keep facing the same fears over and over and over again. What can you do about this now? How can you clear yourself? Let's begin by using this meditation as one of your gifts for disentanglement. This is a powerful method to clear conditionings and painful feelings that run below the level of our consciousness. There are gazillions of light beings around the earth and in the universe that are present and want to be of help to you. All you have to do is ask. Just bow your head and ask. It's recommended that you lie down on a comfortable surface with your hands at your sides, or you can sit in the straight back chair as long as your spine is straight. This time, let's put your palms down and don't allow any distractions or interruptions. Then say, I am asking the amber light beings and light beings who can work with the amber light beings to come now and disentangle me from all of my discomforts and pain, as well as their causes. I ask these angels to come and untangle my root causes the moment of charge. That would be the first time I ever experienced the pain. Then close your eyes and look at the light behind your eyes. Look at the light patterns. Look at the colors and don't think. Don't try. Just relax. 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 If you find yourself thinking, gently bring your attention back to the light pattern behind your eyelids. Do this exercise for as long as you feel the need or until you fall asleep. Take a deep breath. Relax. Take a deep breath. Relax. Take a deep breath. Relax. This can be done as often as you like, or as often as you can find the time to do it. It is an excellent exercise for undoing karma, helping with your emotional releases, as well as your body temperature, vibration, and heart patterns. It's only an exercise of undoing a roll of yarn. You don't have to remember the pain. You don't have to see the pain. You just close your eyes
call on the light beings of gold light or amber light and ask them to come in and undo the knots, untie the knots, so that you can free yourself of these old, outworn, and outdated patterns. That way, a healing occurs, and you have left a void, and the void that is left will attract to you energy and energetic beings in a higher vibration. That's natural law. The gold amber light beings will remove the cord from whoever you are corded to, whether they're alive or dead. They will clear it, and they will give you back the energy. And they also will send the energy that they uncorded to whoever sent it, so that the other being, the being who corded you, can start their healing process as well. It's called untie the knots or unhook the tethering. Take a deep breath. Allow yourself to work on at least one or two experiences or people that have caused this, that you have interacted with, and where you have felt pain. Untie the knots. Let go of the tethers, so that you can be clear and move forward into the new you and the new dimension. Take a deep breath. Release the breath. Take a deep breath. Release the breath. Take a deep breath. Release the breath. Now, as you come out of your meditation and you're quiet and you're refreshed and clear, make a list of every person in your life that makes you feel uncomfortable. And say this statement: I am asking to be disentangled from the discomfort and pain of, and say the name of whoever the person is. And then do each person and do each name one process at a time. And you may have to devote several days to this, or maybe a week or two. Take your time. Don't try to do everybody at once. And remember that you only can do one at a time. Do each name until you feel clear. If you do this every day for the rest of your life, you actually can add at least 20 more years to your lifespan, if not more. These are good years. These will be happy years, and these will be balanced years where you can know who you are, know what you are, and know how you serve. I am asking all gold amber light beings and light beings who can work with the golden amber light beings to come now and disentangle me from all of my discomforts, pain, and their causes. I am asking to be disentangled from discomfort and pain from whoever that person is until you feel clear of the energies that are hooked to you and tethered to you from that person. At the same time, the light beings will return the energy back to the person for their healing and processing, and you will be clear. Clear and free of that pattern. Now remember, as you take a deep breath, release the breath, to give yourself time to feel the healing within you. Once the untethering has occurred, what you need to do is to feel gratitude for the experience, praise yourself for the willingness and desire to release the pain, and know that you are fresh, clean, and cleared as if you had stood under a waterfall, and all fear, pain, and tears were washed away. Take a deep breath. Release the breath. Take a deep breath. Release the breath. It's a miracle. It's a miracle that this has occurred, and it's even more of a miracle that you have chosen it and desired it. Now allow yourself to relax as we flow into the energies of Richard Schulman and his music. Blessings to all of you.